For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. Many members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have considered resignation over the last few days. It's a response to updated policies that say members in same-sex marriages can be kicked out and that bar their children from being baptized unless they disavow same-sex relationships. Leah Levitt is heterosexual and was raised Mormon, but she was so outraged by these changes in church policy that she organized a resignation party at a bar in Salt Lake City over the weekend, where she says more than 80 people decided to remove their names from church membership. But before that event, she had a conversation with her parents, who are still devoted members of the church. And it's partly because of her parents that she hasn't resigned yet. It's one of many difficult discussions going on across the Mormon community, testing relationships and faith. We invited Leah and her father, Gary Levitt, into the studio to talk about what it's like to have that conversation.
She texted me and my wife and asked if she could come over. She had something to discuss, and tearfully, you know, she told us that she was wanting to renounce or take her name off the church records. And I think the tears were coming from her concern for what we felt and how we would react, and her empathy for us, knowing how much our church membership means to us. And so we talked for an hour and a half, and I think my wife and I's come from was mainly, you know, she's 25. She knows her own mind. She lives by the principles she thinks are important for her. We didn't feel that we were in a place to try to dissuade her or talk her out of it because she's a mature adult. So I think our main emphasis at the time was to make sure she knew that she was loved and that no matter what course she took in her life, we would support her.
And Leah, how was that conversation for you? I mean, were you, was that a hard conversation to have?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely just a lot of emotions in general. I think a lot of, like, your initial reaction to their announcement was shock and kind of, I don't know, being enraged. But it was definitely scary just because if Mormons do truly believe their principles, then it is devastating for them to lose a child and not, you know, be with them in the afterlife or whatever. And so I know how much that means to them. So I was definitely nervous, but it went over pretty much perfectly.
When you say perfectly, because of the way that they responded?
Yeah, I just thought it'd be a lot more, not that they'd be like mad, but just, it was just super peaceful. They're very understanding. It was a super long conversation. And like, I got to hear their viewpoints of why the gospel means a lot to them. And I think they understand where I'm coming from.
Why haven't you resigned yet?
I was planning on it. I also wanted to kind of write a long, thought-out response instead of kind of a copy-paste format. I also talked to my parents, and they kind of asked that I hold off on it. We agreed to do, what do you call it,
a 30-day moratorium, yeah. You know, give time to reflect to make sure that it's not a knee-jerk reaction to the recent policy change. And she said she would honor that request.
Leah, you were kind of leaving the church in a sort of passive way, I guess, until now. Has this brought things to a head for you? I mean, it's interesting that this announcement then made you have this conversation with your parents that you might not have had.
Definitely. I think if I had resigned at any other time, it would feel personal, just unnecessary maybe. But honestly, I'm just, you know, I think a lot of us just feel outraged and heartbroken about it. I definitely think that was the catalyst for it. Just on Facebook, there's been a ton of shares and comments on the Fox News coverage there was. And it's interesting to see the divisiveness from non-Mormons and Mormons, but also within Mormons. Some are saying we should be more empathetic and, you know, try to not be so judgmental. And I just see so much fighting. And I think that's really unfortunate. And so I think that's what bothers me the most, is most church members are good people. Like, they're just super sharing and they're accepting. And so I don't think it really fits.
It seems to me that you've had a really good conversation, come to a real understanding together. What would you advise other folks out there right now struggling with this?
Just love your child and leave the door open because the relationship is what it's about.
Gary Levitt and Leah Levitt, thank you so much for being here.
I really appreciate your invitation and the forum. Yeah. From a personal standpoint, thank you.